Good afternoon, sir. Would you state your name, oh, good morning. Would you state your name and ABC number for the record, sir?
Brandon Russell Wells, 18947.
Mr. Wells, you're appearing from Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation found on your warrant. And based on the information we have, we were notified of this hearing back on May the 14th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes.
It stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself today, sir?
Yes, that's correct.
And as you can see, there are five board members participating in your hearing today. Let me just introduce them to you. Starting on my left, your right, is the Honorable Mr. Louis Gowanis. Next to him is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. On the other side of myself, we have the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Next to her, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your board chair this afternoon, sir. And we also have in the room with us today the gentleman that you should be able to see now. That is Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby represents the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Wells and Mr. Westby, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. As I indicated, sir, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false? And it reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 12C. It's demonstrated by your report to your assigned parole officer within one working day after your discharge from TLC on or about November 11, 2017. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was restrained from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Wells, I move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal, by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. At this time, the board is going into phase two of the hearing, and in phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue your own supervision, sir. We begin phase two by receiving some background information, and then once we get this information, we're going to come back and talk to you before the board will make its determination. At this time, Mr. Westby will be kind enough to give us some background information. Mr. Westby, sir.
On September 22, 2017, Mr. Wells was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested April 23, 2018 by Gila River Police Department. There were no new charges. He was back in DOC custody April 23, 2018 with an adjusted CSCD of July 5, 2018, which reflects 163 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015, aggravated DUI, 2.5 years. Prior convictions, 2004, robbery, 2.5 years. 2004, arson, restructure, 2.5 years. 2007, aggravated DUI, 2.5 years. This is his third term of DOC. CUIR score, 2-2. Mental health score, 1. Substance abuse score, 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2006, TIS release completion, 7 months. 2009, TIS release completion, 7 months. His disciplinary violations are moderate, with weapon and disorderly conducts noted. Other arrests, 1999, assault with certain intent, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1999, aggravated domestic violence, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2006, DUI, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2007, aggravated DUI, Arizona, disposition unknown. His community risk score is G2V4.
Thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Westby. And we want to talk with you for a few moments, Mr. Wells, regarding the information found in the case supervision summary, Well, you were released, initially you were released to TLC, and then you went out one day and you were discharged from TLC because you didn't return from work. So what happened that day, so you didn't return from work to TLC?
Yeah, I had gone on the call. We had a family emergency. I'm from the Hill River Indian Reservation, and we had a death in a family, and we dig our own graves out there, and my assistance was needed. And so I went out there and I helped dig the grave. We had the funeral, and I spent more time with my kids. I missed their last three birthdays. And after my oldest birthday on April 23rd, I called in, I turned myself in, and here I am.
Okay, sir. We're pleased to accept our condolences for a situation with the death in your family that resulted in you going out to help to dig the grave and show condolences to your family. And then we also appreciate your calling in recently just to turn yourself in because so that you could get all of this behind you. But it would have been it would have been much better if you had turned yourself in much earlier so that we wouldn't have this long to talk about it, so that you kind of put the board in a precarious situation. You stayed out so long, sir. You know, I mean, 163 days, that's a pretty long time for you to be out, but you did make some progress, and you spent that time with your kids. I do take note that while you were out, did you have any employment while you were out? Did you have a job, sir?
Yes, I had a job. I was working at a Coronado Marble and Granite on 29th Drive in Moleto. We fabricate and install countertops. And I would have a job still when I get released. I was asked if at all possible I would be able to get reinstated so I could be able to go back to the halfway house and so I could get my job back. And from there, save up to get my own place and have my family back and be the man that I should be, you know? And if not, if there's any way possible, when I do get released on July 5th, if you could, I don't know how it works, to get me back into the halfway house, because it is a good program and it works if you work it, you know? But I'm not sure how that works out or if you guys are able to get me back in there.
Okay, sir, we'll talk about that just a little later. I do take note that your UAs seem to have been negative. They were not UAs to swap and one UA. They both were negative. And you started off with the CHC CAP program, the counseling program. I do take note that you're supposed to do 17 classes. I believe before you absconded, you did four of the 17 classes, and then you absconded, and of course you didn't continue with those classes. So while you were out, you were working. What else were you doing while you were out, sir? During that period, 163 days, sir, what were you doing aside from working, and what else?
I was working and mostly just spending time with my kids. You know, I haven't seen them in the past 3 years, and I was just having family time.
So how many kids do you have, sir?
I have four children.
And who's responsible for them now while you're incarcerated? Their family or your family or who's responsible?
Yeah, my family.
Okay.
They're at my mother's house.
Okay, well, we're glad you're in good hands, and we wish you the best on that. At this time, I'm going to still have board members might have some questions for you at this time. Questions, board members, for Mr. Wells? I don't see any questions at this time for Mr. Wells. Therefore, sir, we're coming towards the end of your hearing, but this is your hearing. I want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion. But please do not repeat yourself. Anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
No, sir. I pretty much said everything.
Okay.
I told you everything that was happening and what went on.
Well, thank you so very much for coming before the board, and thank you so very much for being receptive and being so professional as you spent this time with the board. I do commend Mr. Wells for taking note of his family during the period of bereavement and the custom of his tribe, of his nation, the Gila River group, nations, to him to go and help during that period. I do commend him for not before the two times that he had UAs, one was fraud, one was a UA, that he was negative, and he started with his counseling, but he didn't get around to completing his counseling. The one thing that, one of the things, major things that's concerning me is the fact that he did abscond for 163 days. I do commend him for turning himself in after 163 days. But as one board member, I just cannot overlook the 163 days. One board member, I just feel that it'd be best for him to complete his sentence in next month, on the 7th of next month, July 7th, he will be out, and then he'll be on his own. But that's just one board member speaking. I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Okay, therefore, hearing nothing from other board members, I'm going to make a motion at this time, and my motion is going to be based upon the information contained in warrant number 2017W3885, as well as testimony coming from the Department of Corrections and testimony coming from Mr. Wells. And my motion is going to be to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, seconded by Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, the Honorable Mr. Neal, and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Mr. Wells, the board has unanimously voted to revoke your community supervision. Don't look at this as being a negative, but we just cannot overlook at 163 days. And you're going to be out next month. You asked about you getting back into a halfway house. Unfortunately, you won't have any say on that at all, sir, because at that time, you're going to be on your own. You will not have to report to a parole officer. You're going to have to get your life together at that time, and we wish you the best, because we don't ever want to see you in orange again. So good luck, sir. Just think it's less than a month. You're going to be out there. No parole officer. You're going to be free. You're going to be able to do it on your own and take care of your four sons, your four family members, and live a productive life. So tell this, we're in your hearing. Good luck, and your hearing is over, sir.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Can you tell me my release date once again?
According to what we have, and it may not be correct, what we show is July 5, 2018. July 5th of next month.
Okay.
And the day is the 11th. You have less than a month.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay.
Have a good day.
Thank you, and you too. Please put the CO3 back on, sir.
All right.